Who's there?
Excuse me, but is this the dentist's office?
No, it's the radio station.
The radio station? Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Of course it's the dentist's office. Who would ever design a radio station like, this? It's a rhetorical question, kid. Come on in.
Thanks.
You must be Mr. Thompson. I've been expecting you.
Mr. who?
Martin. Mr. Martin.
No.
Mr., well, Kim. How do you pronounce it? Yeah, that's right, Kim. Why don't I get up and let you recline in the reclining chair after all? You're the patient, right, Tim? Say, you got that money you owe me?
Owe you money? I've never seen you before.
Oh, of course. I meant, do you have the money to pay after we're finished?
Oh, sure, yeah. The fellow on the phone said it would be $15 for an examination.
And do you have the money?
Sure.
Can I see it, please?
Right. $10, $15.
I'll go ahead and hold that for you, thanks. Now, anything else I could do for you today?
Well, I'd sort of like the examination, if you don't mind. Doctor.
Oh, doctor? Where? Did you see him?
I was talking to you. You're Dr. Jacobs, aren't you?
Who, me? Oh, sure. Well, not exactly. He had kind of leave rather suddenly, and I'm just kind of sitting in for him. But I'm sure I can take care of whatever your problem is.
What did you say your name was?
I didn't. Folks around here call me Doc. Let me give you my bib while we're at it. I was just kind of warming it up for you. Here you go.
What's your last name, Doc?
Doctor. Get it? A little professional humor there. I use it to relax the patients. Now, let's have a peek in there, shall we? So you say you've never been here before, eh?
This is my first visit. I was referred by a friend.
Don't close your mouth. I almost had my hand all the way in. Open up. That's better. I put a little light on the subject here. What's the matter? You closed your mouth again.
That light was right in my face.
Well, how else am I supposed to see?
Can't you just move it out just a little bit? It's scorching my nose hairs. I thought you guys used like a fluorescent bulb, not a burning hot one.
Sure, whatever you say, kid. Everyone's a doctor, I swear. Now open up, will you? For your information, this happens to be the greatest, latest light in the business. It's combination light and sterilizer. Great for drying paint, too. Now, if I could just squeeze my other hand in there. Good. What's the matter?
You have both your hands crammed in there.
Yeah, so what?
It hurt.
Okay, I'll take off my rings. Now open up, we're running out of time. Where was I? Oh, don't tell me I remember. No, that wasn't it. Open wider, will you? Wider. Hey, what do you think about this Middle East situation? I say we should just go over there and nuke the bastards. Hell, it won't hurt the oil any. That's all safely tucked underground. And you should see one of those hydrogen suckers explode in the desert. It's like a million sunsets all at once. That would show them a thing or two, don't you agree? Yeah, all this benevolent giant stuff. Don't mean diddly squat until you prove to the world once and for all, when push comes to shoves, nobody messes with Texas. Nope. I thought I told you to keep your mouth open. What are you trying to do, amputate my hands?
You had a full fist in there.
Oh, really? Well, that just goes to show you how mad this madman in the Middle East makes me. This megalomaniac in the Mediterranean, this murderous monster of millions, this media manipulation of...
What about my mouth?
It rhymes, but it doesn't make sense.
No, I mean my teeth. How do they look?
Oh, that, yeah. Well, I have some good news and some bad news, kid.
Bad news? Oh, no. I knew it.
The good news is your teeth are perfect. Not a single cavity.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
The bad news is they all have to be pulled anyway.
What? Pulled anyway? Why?
Well, it's a little complicated to explain in layman's terms, so I'll skip the Latin jargon and go straight onto the Greek. You got gingivirus.
Gingivirus?
Yeah, it's a lot like that gingivitis on TV advertising bad breath, only this is the virus variety. It gets down underneath your gums and kind of melts your teeth into this dark, smelly goo, kind of like sip, only it tastes more like dead fish guts. Eventually, it can work its way all the way up to your brain. It could be the real pits, pal.
That's terrible. Why'd it have to happen to me?
You young folks are all the same. Y'all think you're immortal, indestructible, beyond death. So you live these loose, lascivious lifestyles, and sure enough, it eventually catches up with you. And then you act surprised, shocked, dismayed even. You are what you eat, kid. And all that booze, fast food, fast cars, carbohydrates, cigarette smoke, chewing tobacco, chewing gum, and don't deny it, more than occasional oral sex, isn't what your good maker made your mouth a munching. Now, when I was your age, we lived life a lot differently. We would occasionally go and have maybe a fountain drink or something of it. You know,
but I can't have all my teeth removed. I'd never get another date.
Why not? George Washington did. Clark Gable did. Even Cher did. And now she's got the best blow in the business. Did you hear her latest album?
I don't care about Cher. All I care about is saving my teeth. I can never go through with it.
Whatever you say, kid, you're the doctor. I just tell him like I see him. Perhaps you want a second opinion. It would cost you twice as much, but I'm sure you got the money. All students do. Besides, the worst that can happen is the extra time will help spread the virus. So they'll have to remove your entire jaw. But teenagers today, they like to look different, right? Hey, did you ever see that movie, The Fly?
Okay.
Oh, that was stupendous.
Okay. Go ahead and do it. But tell me one thing. Does it hurt?
Does it hurt? Does it hurt? Well, to be honest.
What's so blasted funny?
Nothing, kid. Nothing's funny. It's only the laughing gas. Every time we turn it on, it leaks out and gets me started. Now, just slip this over your nose and I'll fire it up and get the soldering iron started.
The soldering iron? What's that for?
I said silvering iron. It's for melting silver fillings for people too cheap to buy gold.
I don't need fillings.
I know, but it also works for cauterization, and if I happen to pull out a vein and the blood starts spurting, well, it's good to have these things on hand.
Does this procedure hurt a lot or not?
Well, it depends on how you define a lot. I mean, I have 60 acres of swampland I got listed as a lot, but you wouldn't be interested in some waterfront property, would you?
Now, look, just put me under. I don't care anymore. I just want to be over with it.
That's just bad. And I got some more good news for you. We just had these earphones hooked up so you can just listen and listen to the calm, soothing music, and you drift away there to Never Never Land. And you can even count teeth if that'll help you sleep. Now just breathe calmly and gently and relax to the soothing sounds.
Judging from all the scattered tools, I'd say someone played dentist with my engineering department. They even hooked you up to the oxygen canister. Are you okay?
My teeth. My teeth. Are my teeth okay?
Now just calm down. Everything is okay. You just have a bunch of cotton in your mouth, that's all. Your teeth are fine. Let me get the last of that cotton out so you can talk. That's better. Hey, that's funny. I can't seem to find your tongue.
Oh!